Eddie, it's Tim Carter. Thanks for calling Ask the Builder. How are you doing today?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Got a simple question for
yes.
you. Maybe not a simple answer. On a washing machine hookup where the hose hooks to the faucet, it's rusted and it, I can't get it off for with a wrench. And I wonder if you, oh, and I've used liquid wrench and all that stuff, penetrating oil.
Okay.
Do you have a solution?
You bet, man. I would. Have you got, have you put a 14-inch pipe wrench on that thing, and you're telling me you can't get that off of there?
No, I just use channel lock.
No, yeah, you got the wrong tool. You don't have enough leverage. I want you to get, they're really inexpensive, or maybe you've got one, or maybe you
I
can,
got a pipe wrench.
You, yeah, I want you to put a 14-inch pipe wrench on that bad boy, and, you know, you get the jaws, adjusted just right, and I'm telling you right now, when
yeah,
you turn that counterclockwise, you know, you're going to break that joint right off of there. I mean, that hose bib thing is going to come right off.
Okay.
The hose is going to come right off the threaded part of the hose bib.
Okay, second quick question.
Yes.
Do you have a source for making your own wood garage door, garage door plan?
Oh, no, I do not. That would, no way. All you could do is just look at a traditional sectional garage door.
Yeah.
You know, and just try to copy what you see. I mean, it's. I don't want to say it's that hard, but you just have to make sure that you, that you get that interlock right. Is it an overhead door, or is it going to be one that swings open?
Well, I want it to be overhead.
Okay. That wouldn't be that hard if you just go look at the way traditional overhead doors are made. What you have to understand is that the joint where the sections meet on the intermediary panels, you know, they have like a shiplap effect, you know, so that when it rains, you just don't, you know, water doesn't come through that joint.
Right.
You know, so that's the only thing you have to pay attention to. Now, the other thing you got to realize is once the door's made, it's very critical. You have to have it weighed. The springs that are used to lift garage doors come in all different sizes, and they are sized to the weight of the door.
Okay.
So you make understand that?
I
mean, believe me, if you were to go to a garage door installation place and you saw how they, they actually have these big scales in their shops, and they actually weigh the door, and then they go over to this bin and they pull the right springs out.
Okay, dokie.
So you can make your own door. You just got to make sure that the framing around the edges is solid, because you know where all those hinges attach.
Yeah.
You know, you got to make sure you've got solid lumber, especially at the bottom of the first panel, you know, the one that touches the floor.
Yes.
That's extremely important, because that's where you have those primary brackets that attach at each corner of the door, and the cable goes down there and attaches to the brackets. So there's a tremendous amount of force on the bottom of that door. So
okay.
Make sure you use very, very good lumber down there.
Okay,
Eddie, anything else?
Not today, thank you.
Eddie, thanks for calling Ask the Builder, buddy.
Okay.
All righty, have a great day.